Africa's newest breakfast show.
The Ryan O'Connor Breakfast Show.
Smile 90.4 FM.
Some people work hard for their money. Some people, there's mistakes made and then they get gifted large sums of money. No, it's never happened to me. It's almost like winning the lottery, but it's not.
Hey guys, this reminds me of a story that happened at my old work. We were paying a supplier and we were meant to pay him 10,000. And of course, the guy who was doing the payment accidentally put in an extra zero, ended up paying him 100,000. We only caught this after the weekend, got in touch with the guy, and he claimed to have not have realized that this had happened, but had somehow also managed to spend it all. So that was a very, a long, horrible legal situation. But I mean, how do you get 100,000 rand extra in your account and spend it without noticing?
That's, isn't that weird, eh? No, I didn't know.
Mm-mm.
Of course you knew.
Yeah.
So, true story. I know of somebody whose name will be kept anonymous for the sake of
the story.
Mm-hmm. And this is over 20 years ago that this happened. In their business, and they were at that time running a hedge fund, a very successful hedge fund. Mm. But the bank made a huge mistake along the lines, and I don't think this bank's around anymore. Mm. But they paid millions. Mm-hmm. Not. This is not 100,000, 500,000. Millions, plural, into a bank account. And do you know how this gentleman had to fight to try and tell them what they've done?
Mm-hmm.
They would go, we're like, okay, we've logged it, and then nobody got back to him. And then it'd be like months, and he'd get a hold of them. And it took like three, he said he waited like 3 years, three and a half years with that cash that was accumulating in a fund.
And didn't touch it at all.
Didn't touch it. And he said after 3.5 years, he just gave up the fight. He was just like, enough. I'm tired. Why must I chase you?
Mm.
And you don't want anything to do with the money. And then that was it. I presume that he spent it now. Must have spent it now. But he said that the rigmarole he had to go through, endless phone calls and endless arguing with people for them to take the money back.
No good deed goes unpunished.
Exactly.
It's crazy.
I did say that I think there was my mistake and that he should pay me the funds. Which he laughed just like you now. Right now, that's what he did. When institutions, people, places erroneously deposit money into your bank account, in your instance, it wasn't a small amount of money. It was a large chunk of money. How much? 650,000?
It was 650,000, which about 10 years ago was a lot of money. Very difficult. It took about 2 days. We considered very much just transferring the money to as many people as we could possibly know.
Yes.
But we ended up not doing that because we did get some legal advice that told us we would be held accountable for it.
Yeah. You'd expect after all that running around on your behalf, it wasn't your mistake, that somebody would be thankful that the mistake was picked up and be like, oh, my word. Kaylin, thank you so much for your honesty.
Exactly. And we got none of that. So my husband was pretty peed off about it, and then he just said, I'm going to keep 2 grand.
Admin fees.
Yeah, well, I was away overseas earlier this year, and my office contacted me and said a client should have paid 5,000 rand or 50,000 rand, but they paid 500,000 rand into the bank account. I was in Venice. I had 2 days left. I go, gee, another week in Venice would go down really well at the moment.
Peter, what did the client even pick it up themselves? I mean, you obviously realized it and then got hold of the client to say, hey, listen, there's a mistake. Were they like, oh, oops?
No. The client phoned straight away and said, she phoned my rep, and she said to MDD, I said, oh, no, I paid too much. I might not have money for the end of the month. Can you pay the money over when it clears? She was really good about it.
Oh,
and
brilliant.
I actually spoke to her afterwards, and I'm doing more work for her. And she's saying she can't believe that I paid it back so quickly. I go, but that's the right thing to do.
Yes, yeah. Spot on. So, Absolutely spot on.
But what she did was she said, don't pay it all back. Pay like for what the job was going to cost. Just pay back the balance, and I'll pay for the job before you start. So which was also cool from her, you know?
Follow us on Facebook
at Ryan O'Connor Breakfast Show.